I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We got news.
Yes, you may know already.
We got the big news.
Some people may know. What was that voice?
I don't know. I just did like big news voice. It felt like just announcing.
We got the big news. It was a bit Dylan-y.
Why would people know
the big news?
But why would they know our big
news? News is. I remember once we were doing some crazy ass Yogi Bhajan shit.
Yeah.
And we had to do these, it was like a 3-day tantric thing. And at the end, everyone was like holding hands and doing these long sort of walking things in the fields, all holding hands. And then we were saying, Wahe Guru is like a thing. And one guy, everyone would take turns saying, Wahe Guru. And everyone would go, Wahe Guru. And one guy went, Wahe Guru. And he was doing a Dylan impersonation. And my brother and I were laughing.
And that's the news. The news is the memory of a Kundalini tantric retreat. No.
When you said big news.
Big news. No, but we do have big news.
I know, we do.
You want to announce it?
Yeah, we are having a stint. The word of the week is stint.
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 Not a stint. Not open heart surgery with a little bit of a repair in it. A stint.
Thank God for a stint.
But hopefully, no, a stint.
A stint.
But
and
hopefully
a stint.
It will be a stint. Hopefully there will be heart repair. But we are doing a stint in Australia. We are headed back for, who knows, maybe 6 months. Maybe, you know, we'll see. We're a circus family.
Yeah, we are being circus family.
And yeah, we'll see what happens. I've got a record coming out later in the year, so it'll be fun to be there and do lots of shows.
I got to get back to those pokies.
Yeah, you got to hit the pokies. The pokies have missed you, babe.
The casino boys have nothing on me. I'm going to be a pokey boy.
Oh, my God. You should start Casino Girls.
Because I love – so the Casino Boys is a offshoot of – Whitmer Thomas, who I'm calling out. He's going to come and do our variety show because we started a variety show in Sydney, Australia. And we might go to Melbourne and do it. We might do it all over.
Yes, so this is our other big news. Yeah. We are announcing the return of the Weirder Together variety show.
Which was fan-fucking-tastic.
So it was at Giant Dwarf in Sydney. We did it probably 4 times.
And now we're going to do it at, let me try to remember the name of the area it's in. I got to know Sydney pretty well.
Yeah.
Merrickville.
Yes, we're doing it in Merrickville at the Great Club.
Yeah, baby. I got to know my town.
And the first one is going to be on the 27th of March. And the way these shows work is we host it. It's kind of like based on like what we do at Largo or something. There's like music, comedy, surprises. Last time we'd have like, you know, Rove got up or Andrew from Wolfmother or Sally Saltman or Lenka or Conchetta Caristo, you know, different people, Sam Campbell. So the first show, we're announcing that Nina Oyama, who is the funniest and filthiest mouth in Australia.
Love that.
And Montaigne, who is an incredible songwriter and Twitch streamer and just multimedia genius. And they're both going to be guests, but there are going to be more that we're not announcing.
I know. And that's what going about to Whitmer Thomas, who's a comedian. I think also last time we were in a lockdown, so we really had so many amazing people, but I feel like also people visiting can be coming and doing.
There you go. I like how you're thinking.
Yeah.
Building bridges, international bridges.
And I'm going to build some more international. So let me explain to the Americans, the pokies are what keeps Australia alive financially. Okay. Just kidding. I heard this. I learned this. No,
we do have other business gifts.
Well,
but yeah, the pokies have kept the pubs in. They're slot machines.
That land.
Yeah.
Let's get off the pokies. That land, the copper, the land of Australia's.
Get off the pokies and get into the ocean.
You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, but I'm saying so. The pokies, but the Casino Boys is a podcast that I'm trying to get going. I don't do it, but I wish it would happen. It was just some comedians who would go and rate
casinos
yeah. Basically. I'm not going to rate the pokies. I feel one is like all the others.
I think we could have a regular segment of you getting into some serious pokey use in Sydney. I think it'd be pretty fun.
But would it lose all our money or no?
Yeah, low stakes.
Low stakes, okay.
But okay, we're announcing the tickets are on sale today. There is a link in the show notes. These shows sell out too because like people know they're going to be exciting and surprising. So get tickets ahead. They're not going to be available on the night. It's in a few weeks.
I'm going to have the best backstage. What I love being a team and hosting these nights is I get into the backstage. Like I want to make it the most fun backstage.
Yeah, so you're like hosting a little party backstage.
So if you come to see the show, I'm not promising you'll get in backstage, but
I'm actually promising you won't.
No, I don't know. It's a vibe.
We're together variety show March 27th in Sydney in Marrickville at the Great Club. Tickets are on sale right now. We're going to be in Australia. So for the foreseeable future, and Goldie is going to, I want to keep some surprises, but Goldie is going to be doing a little stage work at some various points of these. Like,
yes.
Let's just say, you know, she's been learning guitar. Let's just say she's mucking around. Don't be surprised if you see the next generation of indie rock prodigies coming to a stage near you.
Last time we had Russell Crowe's son.
Yeah, Charlie, that's right.
And so we were really into Nepo babies.
Oh, yeah.
All Nepo baby lineup.
I'm trying desperately to breed some Nepo babies.
One show will do, just a Nepo baby show.
So we had some amazing feedback to our last episode, the Kelly Oxford interview, which I really loved. Our dear friend Alexi Wasser, who is an amazing director, whose first film, Messy, is coming out later in the year, sent us this voicemail, so I thought I'd play it.
First of all, so many thoughts and feelings on the latest podcast. Loved it so much with Kelly Oxford. I listened to a manicure pedicure. I listened while I was getting a manicure pedicure, and I was just beaming, but I have a lot of questions. You're going to Australia? What the hell is going on? I'm never going to visit Los Angeles again. My poor mom's never going to see me again because the only highlight of going to LA is that I get to go to your cozy house in the canyon, your debaucherous house nestled away in the canyon. This is Alexi, by the way.
To hear the rest of this episode, please head over to our Substack and subscribe.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.